The Republican candidate in New York's gubernatorial race is Mark Molinaro. The Dutchess County executive is seeking to be the first Republican governor of New York since George Pataki left office. We say good morning now to Mark Molinaro.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Well, of course, the people of New York, just getting to know you to a certain extent, especially here in Western New York. But one part of your personal history that has really stood out to me, you talking about your family's, I guess we'll call it financial struggles when you were young. I'll use that term, but I'll let you kind of expand on your personal history.
Yeah, listen, I'm an ordinary New Yorker. I grew up in a family where food stamps put dinner on the table. We learned it was easy to be humble because, we struggled hard as kids. My mom worked several jobs to make ends meet and frankly taught us to work hard. And, I've never forgotten that. I'm nobody special. I think New Yorkers deserve a governor who knows how hard it is to live and work in New York. I'm very grateful for the challenges we had as a family.
And of course, for at least the last half century, the Republican-Democratic divide has always been at its center about how much the government should be involved in people's lives. And of course, like you said, your family needed food stamps. Maybe give me your view on how the government should be interacting with families.
Listen, if taxing and spending was going to lift people out of poverty, we wouldn't have any issues in New York. I mean, frankly, we have the best government in the country. But at the end of the day, I know that we need a strong safety net. God knows I know that as well as anybody else. But what we also need is relief, and we need opportunity for people to live lives with less tax burden. We live in a state that has the highest combined tax burden of any state in America, and it's really crushing families. Job opportunities are scarce. So my belief is strong safety net, make sure the system effectively and compassionately serves those who need the help the most, speaks for those who too often are overlooked, but also creates opportunities so individuals can grow up in a state that supports them and has opportunity for them. We educate so many of our kids, and they go off to move south and west of New York. We need to ensure that there's opportunity for everyone, and always be sure that we're compassionately serving those who struggle the hardest.
That most certainly sounds like a difficult balance, and perhaps at another time when we have more time, we could get into some of the specifics of that. But I most certainly want to talk to you, finally at least, about Governor Cuomo leading in the polls right now. It's early in the race. I'm sure you've used that mantra more than once with your campaign here in the recent weeks. But at the same time, those polls show some strength. You probably see some weaknesses. What do you see as his key weakness?
Listen, he came in 7 years ago promising a new day. And what we've had over these last 7 years is a culture of corruption that has paralyzed state government and robs from our taxpayers. And we've seen a continued increase in the cost of living and doing business. New York is the least business friendly. It has the highest tax burden of any state in America. And New Yorkers continue to struggle. So when I look across the state, Republican or Democrat, people are struggling too hard and getting too little in return. And we need a state government that listens to, responds to, and respects the people, and a governor who does the same.
Mark Molinaro is the Republican candidate for governor of New York. He joins us by phone this morning. Sir, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.